Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Who are the Friends of Shenandoah, and why are they having a garden tour to help bring arts camps to the children of Nicaragua? Let's go in depth with Carol Van Klompenberg, Marlo Van Klompenberg, and Gary Hansen, pastor with Faith Church in Pella, and Sandy Shailene Rhodes with the Nazarene Church, Pella. Marlo, would you tell us about Friends of Shenandoah? What is that group?
Friends of Shenandoah is a group of North American churches in the future. Right now, it's really just Faith Church in Pella. That are committed to a relationship with several churches in the city of Shenandoah in Nicaragua for the mutual benefit of both of us in building up relationships. We talk about the heart, head, and hands. So the heart is building cross-cultural relationships with Nicaraguans, and the head is growing in Christ together. And the hands is doing projects of mutual benefit for each other.
What projects have you been focused on recently?
We have had teams go down there over the past number of years as part of our Project Serve program, where we do specific projects. But the Friends of Shenandoah itself is actually committed more on the relationship building and to a lesser extent, projects. So we really haven't done, as part of the Friends in Shenandoah program, we have not done a project per se. We just have done relationship building at this point in time. We had a team of seven people that went down there in February of this year and spent about 5 days in Nicaragua building relationships.
Okay, because you have to get things set up and let people get to know you and have all the resources in place before you can actually act in
right.
a meaningful way.
We have to meet with some of the players. So we met several of the pastors of the churches that we'll be partnering with. And really the purpose of that trip was just develop a vision for what this relationship could look like. And so we made a lot of progress on that.
This is coming out of other work that you've done.
I guess you would say that it's a natural development of the relationship that we've had with Nicaragua and the Nehemiah Center over the past, I'm not sure how many years, 10 years probably, but we've had several teams go down and do actually building projects in the past. So it's come out of that type of relationship, yes.
Okay, and you're bringing in different churches.
Yes. And as Marla was saying, there were seven on the team. My husband and I and another fellow were on a work team down there at the time when this project was going on, when they were building relationships with the church. We were in another location. We were a work team. But since we've come back, we have joined the vision of what they're doing and become more cross-cultural denominationally in Pella a little bit so that we can build more relationships. The mission trip for us, my husband and I, was so exciting. I went 2 years ago, and I took my husband back the second time with me, or was able to go back. And it's just so neat seeing those kids and the children and the families and enthusiasm that they have for life down there.
And what churches are involved out of the local area?
Right now, there are several, just the Nazarene Church that I know of that is involved at this time, and there are several gardens that will be on tour from other people that are not from Faith Church, but that is the goal, I believe, of the group, is to get other churches involved and to make it a North America relationship with Nicaragua.
You mentioned a garden tour. Carol, could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. The garden tour will be June 25, and that's a Saturday, and Sunday, June 26. There are lots and lots of planned events for June 25. There, lots of times garden tours are just, you know, a stroll through the park sorts of things. But because this is to benefit kids, we wanted to have something that was related to kids. So each garden will have a kids' corner with something specially for kids. At our garden, for instance, they'll get an opportunity to taste lemon balm and spearmint. At another garden, there will be a little kids' tea out in the backyard. De Blumenhof is offering a session on painting pots and on then putting plants in those pots. So kids will have an opportunity to do that. So there's a kids event scheduled at different times for Saturday. And then there are flower garden seminars and there are vegetable garden seminars throughout the day on Saturday. Sunday is a quiet stroll in the gardens for those who would like to do that, although they can do just the stroll through the gardens on Saturday too, of course.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Friends of Shenandoah and the upcoming Pella Garden Tour with Carol Van Klompenberg, Marlo Van Klompenberg, Gary Hansen, and Sandy Shailene Rhodes.
Whose gardens are included in this?
There are seven gardens on the tour. Marlo's and my Van Klompenberg gardens are on the tour. We have both a vegetable garden and a perennial bed. Then there are two what are primarily vegetable gardens. One is a garden of Mei Vu, which I'm very excited about. Mei is a Hmong gardener who has a huge, huge, immaculate vegetable garden, grows Asian vegetable just a slightly to the west of Pella as you're driving toward Des Moines, and she's agreed to have her garden on. And then Mike Berg, who's a veteran vegetable gardener, also has his. Then there are two other flower gardens. John Kyers has a gracious backyard garden with a patio and flowering shrubs. And then there are two back-to-back gardens, Larry and Kathy Grunenbaum, and the Krakus Gardens are also on the garden. And those are back-to-back, so you can take those at the same time. And those both have water features. And then we expect that most people will conclude their tour, regardless of how many gardens they walk through, at the Faith Community Gardens, where there will be multiple things going on. There will be supervised lawn games for kids. There will be a tea. There will be a retail shop. All of the items at the retail shop, including plants, almond tea rings, Nicaraguan/North American garden art, will be available for sale, and 100% of that funding goes to children's arts camps. And there will also be a display about the children's arts camps in Nicaragua so people can learn more, including a video.
Okay, and so this is all to support the kids' art camps in Nicaragua.
That's correct. There's not a charge, a specific charge for the tour. It's all donation. Suggested minimum donation is $10, and there will be donation receptacles at each garden, so people can donate wherever they start the tour. There will also be tour guides with maps of the tour and the schedule of events at each garden as well.
Well, why art camps? Why are art camps important?
Well, I'm no gardener, but I'm looking forward to the garden tour primarily because I have two daughters at home, and they played a direct role in how I experienced my time in Nicaragua, in particular how I experienced learning about what Marlo and Carol have been so passionate about and coming back. This is the third time that they have informed folks, at least at Faith Church, about the arts camps in Nicaragua that they have seen. And then to be able to be down there, I've been a part of groups that have gone from churches to help refurbish buildings and slap some paint on and do work. We have a lot of hardy mid-Americans who have that solid work ethic that like to go and help out and get their hands dirty. So this was new to go down and experience not so much the physical work that we can partner with, but we walked through some of the neighborhoods that the kids in Shenandoah, who have participated in the arts camps. And to me, there was such an obvious physical need that was present. Just some of the living situations and the basic needs that aren't being met from, my vantage point. And I was humbled to realize that there was a fullness of life that was present, even though some of those basic physical needs are still great challenges there. But then to get to meet some of the kids who participated and realize, my two girls at home, they love, doing projects, drawing pictures. And my first grader, well, I guess she's going to be a second grader now, her favorite subject in school is art by far. And to hear that art isn't provided in the schooling that the kids in Nicaragua have access to, and they just don't have an ability to have someone help them develop those skills and to experience the creative outlets, or to have that sparkle in their eye when they get to create something and experience that joy. And they would go back, and each of these kids still had the projects they made a year ago, and they'd come out and show it to us with a big smile on their face. And it's hard to try and articulate how powerful that is, to know that they were given the gift of hope. They were given the gift of being able to create and take pride in what they've made, and have some adults around them who instilled them with that experience, and that those relationships that they built with the adults who are committed to these art camps was powerful to experience. And it made me think of my own daughters, and I'm no artist either. I wouldn't be able to instill them with the sort of opportunities they have by others in this community who have given of themselves here, and to know that there are folks there that want to provide that for the children of Chinandega, and we might be able to come alongside them as they do that, is something I want to be about, and I hope others do too.
There's one moment that sticks in my mind more than any other when it comes to the arts camps, and that is we were listening to the arts camp teachers and coordinators before we took our walk through Bayardo Arce, where the children lived. And the teachers told us that on the very first day of camp, they would sing a little song that they taught to the children, and it was, "Who is special?" And the response for the kids was, "I am special." Raise your hand and say, "I am special." The first day of the camp, the kids were shy, they were scared, and they didn't believe that they were special. So to get them to respond, to say, "I am special," was very, very difficult for these teachers. But by the end of the week, when they sang that song, which they sang every day, and when they sang to the kids, "Who is special?" the kids were shouting and smiling and raising their hands and moving and saying, "I am special, I am special." And they had come to believe in that week that they were special and they could do something. And that's related to that hope that Gary is talking about. And that's why we call this tour Gateway to Hope, because that's what we see that the arts camps do, is they offer a gateway to hope for the children who take those classes.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Friends of Shenandoah and the upcoming Pella Garden Tour with Carol Van Klompenberg, Marlo Van Klompenberg, Gary Hansen, and Sandy Shailene Rhodes.
I guess I just want to emphasize that what we did learn when we went on these tours, too, is not only the kids, but the instructors were very enthused about the program. And I guess, unfortunately, they have to be fairly selective about who they choose. And we were told that I think it was about 25% of the kids that would like to go to these arts camps were able to be selected. And so, you know, we have a specific goal for this tour. Like last year, we're trying to raise $3,000 to support about roughly 175 to 100 kids in these arts camps. In the future, we hope that other churches in North America will walk alongside us with this program and that these arts camps can actually expand in the future. So it was just kind of humbling to see their interest in these art camps and realize we can only do so much at this current time.
Marlo just reminded me of something when he said only 25% of the children in these areas can attend. The instructors told us that a week or two later, and when the arts camps were completed, and when the group that works, Food for the Hungry, who works in these areas, when those representatives would come, they would be asked, when is the next arts camp? When is the next arts camp? Maybe can I go to the arts camp? And that's the kind of enthusiasm and interest that the arts camp generated. And when I heard that, I couldn't help but commit to trying to raise funds for another year. When I heard about the longing and the hunger for the hope that those arts camp provides, that inspired me to come back and say, okay, what can we do this year?
One more thing, too. We've talked about arts camps. Probably should say that there's actually three tracks that the kids in these arts camps can go on. It's not just art in terms of drawing and so forth. That is one track. They also have dance, and then they also have music. So there's three separate tracks, and the kids are chosen and put in one of these tracks based on their wishes, their desires, and what the instructors see as the best fit for them.
Well, we had a group of, there had to be, what were there, eight North Americans? And then we had our four Nicaraguan adult translators, guides, folks from Food for the Hungry. And it was a big group of big people, I mean, to the eyes of a child. And not only adults, but adults who had traveled a long ways and were not familiar to the children at all. We were out of our context. And it just struck me as we would walk up to these homes and ask if the kids were available to talk with us, how overwhelming that must have been. I just remember as a child, you know, you open the door and you see an adult outside, and you're going to be a bit hesitant to engage in any sort of conversation and intimidated. And these children were aware of just that they were sort of put on the spot to ask them about their experience. And not only were our Nicaraguan hosts very gracious in encouraging them to share what their experiences meant to them, but then these kids trusted us enough and trusted our Nicaraguan hosts enough to be vulnerable enough to share their experience. I mean, when you can just see in their eyes the switch from being intimidated and overwhelmed to this was something that is important, and the children's just that sparkle in their eye when they were able to share with us their stories. That was just I don't think you can't capture something like that if we were to go down and you know, put a new roof on some of the homes that may have needed it, or repaved the walkway. That wouldn't have brought the sparkle to those children's eyes the way that their experience was able to instill that in them.
One young man in particular comes to mind on that tour that we walked through. When he started the arts camps, he was not very verbal. He didn't communicate very much. He spoke very little to his mother. He had few friends. He spoke very little to them. And during the course of that week-long arts camp, his mother and he both said that he learned to relate to people and to make friends. And he was one of those children children who was confronted by this mass of big people and did a remarkable, and he was videotaped at the same time, and did a remarkable, very poised job of telling us from the heart what those camps meant to him. And to see this person who was described as shy, not even able to speak with peers, able to do that really touched me and really moved me.
And so when is the tour again?
It's June 25th and 26th on Saturday, the 25th and the 26th at from 10 to 4 and 1 to 4 on Sunday. And it's just a stroll through the garden on Sunday afternoon if you want to.
Thanks to Carol Van Klompenberg, Marlo Van Klompenberg, Gary Hansen, and Sandy Shailene Rhodes for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.